This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Biden administration this week approved an additional $5.8 billion in student debt relief. This will affect nearly 78,000 people who work in some nonprofit or government jobs. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Let's say you're a public school teacher with a bunch of student debt. Under the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, you could make payments on that debt for a certain number of years, and then the rest would be forgiven.
Unfortunately, in the past, it did not work as intended.
Abby Shafroth is with the National Consumer Law Center. She points out that a lot of people missed out on that relief due to servicing errors, bureaucratic hurdles, and a lack of outreach. Now the government's looking hard at what borrowers have paid in the past and is retroactively giving them credit for payments that should have counted towards forgiveness. James Quall is the United States Undersecretary of Education.
That means for public servants, but you know, for a wider range of people too, we're going to have more accurate payment history. And if you've been making your payments over a number of years, you may be eligible for loan forgiveness.
Quall says there are millions of people with older federal loans who could also benefit from these programs, but they need to consolidate their loans by April 30th in order to get credit for past payments. I'm Stephanie Hughes from Marketplace.